This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because I am the very suspicious type, of course. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. And we are, of course, here to tell you what we know. We're following a couple of stories right now. First of all, this grooming business by Twitter of Alex Jones. Discipline. I tell you. Also, a little story that's just kind of popped up. I just saw it just before the top of the hour, and I said, oh boy, we'll talk about this. But first, I need to tell you the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is dead. That's the latest that we have. I don't have the details yet. I will get you those details in a short moment or two. But that's what we hear, is that she passed away. And let's see if I got any more. Excuse me, I'm switching to guns rather than my text message system. I'm going to TMZ. Queen of Soul, dead at 76. This is out of TMZ, 6:59 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Oh, that's just a few minutes ago. So here we have it. I loved Aretha Franklin. I'm a Aretha Franklin fan, always will be. Aretha Franklin, known for having one of the greatest voices in music history and for its like respect. And you make me feel like a natural woman, died Thursday after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Aretha passed away in her Detroit home where she was under hospice care. She'd been in failing health for many months, and she was down to 85 pounds, one source told us. That's a little too much information. She was surrounded by friends and family when she passed. She had appeared incredibly frail in recent years and rarely performed live. Her most recent appearance was last December for Elton John's Amfair event. Aretha's career is just incredible. Born in Memphis in 1942, her family eventually relocated to Detroit, where she began singing in her father's church. She was such a powerhouse gospel singer, she landed a Columbia record deal in the early 1960s. Her string of chart-topping hits began with her Atlantic Records deal. All right, here we go. Get some respect. Here we go. Original. This is the original Respect. Let's see if we've got it. All right. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you just a little bit, baby, just a little bit, just a little bit, mister, just a little bit. Why you gone? Ain't gonna do you wrong, cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking is for a little respect, just a little bit, baby, just a little bit. Well, you know, this is part of the problem with YouTube. Aretha Franklin, and pardon and excuse us for the commercials that pop up on the screen and cause it to stop. Yeah, it's kind of rude of YouTube, by the way. YouTube, yeah, I know. You all want to make billions of dollars and be the next trillionaire, I get it. Anyway, so Aretha Franklin, dead at the age of 79. Beautiful voice, though, as you can hear. Just a little bit of respect. That's all we want. Just a little bit of respect. And you make me feel like a natural woman. Well, maybe not me, but women in general. You know what I'm saying? That was the title of one of her hit songs. So TMZ reporting that just a few minutes ago. And I think we need to have some respect. Back in the day, she grew up in a very different time, of course. No respect today. Anyway, we got another little. While we're in this, because this is top, I'm back on Drudge here because Drudge, it drove me to Drudge. It's like it drove me to drink. It drove me to Drudge. So there's another article. It hasn't been fully vetted yet. That says the Trump subpoena. Will Mueller subpoena Trump? Probably not. And if he does, don't go. This is just the game. It's all the game. It's all the theater that's going on. Right now, today, by the way, is a day in which 350 outlets denounce President Trump's attack on the media. Ah. Walk it back. Coma. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I'm missing one of the great stories of all times. One of the great political blunder. I mean, really, seriously. One of the great political blunders of all time with Mr. Cuomo, the good governor. I wouldn't say he's good governor, but the governor of New York. Man, what a blunder he made. All right, I'll get into it right now. Let's just do it. And make a great again. Make America great again. The blunder of all blunders. Let's see if we've got this. Got the soundbite. Give me the soundbite. That's what I want to hear. It says Mario or Andrew Cuomo gave an impassioned speech Wednesday by knocking President Trump over his comments and policies towards women. And then Cuomo was stunned by, listen to this, was stung by his own comments as he derided Trump when he said, "We're not going to make America great again. It never was great." I'm serious as a heart attack. This is what he said. Here it is. Well, I think it is. Here we go. Let me get this going on here. Come on, come on, come on.
Great again. It was never that great.
Here we go. Listen.
The simple point is all this comes down to this. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women fit.
There you go. Everybody's calling it a blunder, and I would agree. He's getting booed by his own people. Not a good sign. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
And SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're trying to connect some dots right now with one of our guests, but we're having some communications issues, so we're going to have to go back to the drawing board, I think, and see if we can do it one more time. But in the meantime, I want to get into the one of the top stories that's going on right now, and that top story happens to deal with, it's pretty amazing. See, I'm getting all kinds of weird stuff going on. This call Wednesday, yesterday. Call in. We're going to do this again here. Let's go. Come on. I love it when we try it again. Okay, we're going to try it again. We're going to try and get our celebrity here with this. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be at the top, bottom of the hour. We can try and do it then. But anyway, we've got this whole situation that's going on with, yeah, I think we got her. Tanya?
Hi, Tanya,
are you there? Are you there?
Hi, how are you, Paul?
I'm great. How are you? Tanya Gertz. Did I say it right again? I said the first name. It's like Montana.
Tana.
I said that right.
It's like Montana.
All right. See, I remembered. You were with
you
us.
Did.
Yeah. How are you doing? This is Tanya Gertz. I said the last name right.
You did say the last name right. You're just doing fabulous.
I just want to be very, very clear about this. What are you doing? What's your title now today, your official title? I know we got a lot to talk about because you were with the Trump campaign and you're a Trump surrogate, I guess. Now, my understanding, you're going to be joining back up with the 2020 election again, or you already are, aren't you? We're having some real connection problem. We're connecting the dots wrong here. We're having some static problems. Are you there, Tanya? Tana? Yeah. I think we're going to not be able to consummate this call here. We've got way too much static going on, so we're going to have to get back to Tana here in a second. So we're going to try and get back to her at the bottom of the hour and see if we can get this whole thing cleaned up, a little communications glitch. Tana Gertz is going to be joining us, we think, shortly. She is, of course, a surrogate for the Trump administration, and she's going to be joining us on the radio. I know this is kind of a strange thing, but anyway, we're going to get back into our other regular programming for a wee bit here. One of the stories that was popping up, though, I covered the whole thing with. I went down my list. I'm being disciplined now, but we went down the whole list of what happened with Mr. Cuomo. Man, Andrew Cuomo, did he step in it or what? Big time step in it. Now we have a story about Twitter, Jack C. O'Dorsey. Yeah, but there's other stories out there that are very, very interesting that are tag-alongs to this. This is this grooming business. Now, it's our understanding that what has happened is that they have actually destroyed, they have taken down the encampment that was grooming the children. Let's think about that. They were grooming the children. The authorities came in and destroyed it. Now, I'm going to try and not get into the conspiracy theories, but I hope there's some good offering of explanations, and there may be, about why they're destroying this camp right now. So they got a court order. All right, and let's see. I think I've got an audio clip to go along with this, and see if we can't straighten that. Whole thing, huh? Okay, here we go. Let's see if we've got this story on audio here. We don't have commercials in front of it. Looks like we do. We're going to begin in just a few seconds. They're queuing it up. This is like really back to old TV. Really, we're trying to get back to the old TV days, which is not a bad idea. Anyway, so apparently a court order did this, and that's the blame for the encampment being destroyed. Here we go. Let's see if we've got it now.
Tonight, mounds of rubble and a gaping hole in the middle of the New Mexico desert.
This is what the compound looked like before the latest raid, and this is what it looks like today. The RV at the center of this compound has been ripped out, and a lot of the walls have been destroyed.
Following a court order yesterday, police seized the RV where 11 children and 5 adults lived in what was described as squalor, saying it was stolen. The underground tunnel where the remains of 3-year-old Abdul Wahaj were found now covered up, while ammo and a bulletproof vest among a pile of trash still uncollected. This on the heels of 4 of 5 suspects granted release from jail pending trial, one of the suspects detained by ICE agents overnight.
I haven't heard of a single person that's been in favor of the ruling that came down.
It's a case that started with a dead child and an alarming threat. 5 adults described by authorities as extremists abusing 11 children on an isolated compound while training the kids to use an assault rifle in preparation for future school shootings, according to court documents. Threats so concerning, local schools scheduled lockdown drills today to prepare for an active shooter. Tonight, the DA planning to appeal the judge's ruling to release the suspects, but the court defending the decision, saying the state failed to prove the suspects posed a direct threat to the community, only leading to more questions about how this investigation is being handled. Gotti Schwartz, NBC News, Taos, New Mexico.
Wow. Okay, so the mystery is solved. They've taken out the big RV that was in there. It looks like they've destroyed the camp, just to give you the visual on the whole thing. Says here 4 to 5 suspects. Anyway, they are going to release them, which is another thing. That's not a good thing.
Children being taught to carry out school shootings. But in a pretrial detention hearing, those allegations rarely came up.
I didn't hear anything about the condition of the children, which is something that I kind of expected to hear.
Instead, prosecutors focusing on interviews with 2 teenage boys rescued from the compound, who detailed how one defendant, Siraj Wahaj, performed what was described as an exorcism on his 3-year-old son, Abdul Ghani, until the boy died during one of the rituals in February.
Abdul would begin to choke and have white foam or slime come from his mouth and then pass out.
The children were told Abdul would be resurrected as Jesus and tell them which corrupt institutions they should attack.
If these were white people of a Christian faith who owned guns, that's not any big deal. We have a Second Amendment right to own firearms in this country.
The judge asking about Abdul's death and the condition of the children who remain in foster homes, ultimately deciding to release 4 of the suspects with GPS monitoring. Wahaj remains held on a Georgia warrant for kidnapping his son. And tonight in Taos, the courthouse and the judge put under protection and lockdown after what authorities call a credible threat.
Yeah, and Lester, I want to show you what's happening out here right now live. These are Sheriff's Department vehicles that were just brought in. There's a security team that just went in. This is the Taos County Courthouse. It's an entire complex, and we know that the judge inside has now received over 200 threats, one of them extremely credible, saying that somebody wanted to slit her throat. This over here, this is the detention center where those 5 suspects are still being held. It's unclear how this lockdown will affect their release.
Well, so anyway, they're still being held. That's, I guess, the good thing. Now, the judge was saying in this case that the prosecution didn't provide enough evidence. And maybe that's the case, but the case in itself, on the face of it, was pretty compelling. That she should have been at least driven by that. And common sense. This woman, we were looking into her, and we still are, actually, because she has a history in California. Oh, yeah, the Bay Area, California judge thing, right? The diaspora from California affecting things out there in Taos, New Mexico. That's basically the way I kind of view this thing, leaning on other things out there, making a spectacle of this. Anyways, that's just me. That's just me. But anyway, there's some other things about this judge that are kind of a little bit disturbing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now that we have our technical difficulties worked out, I suspect we've got it worked out anyway. We have Tana Gertz with us. Tana has been on the show before, and I guess it's technically the third time she's been on the show. Second time she's been on the show. First time was absolutely a knockout. We appreciate all of her information. Tana was working with the Trump administration or the campaign, and my understanding is now she's also rejoining. Tana, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Oh, this is just brilliant. It's just crystal clear
isn't
audio.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, crystal clear audio. It's really wonderful. Anyway, so welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Really appreciate you being with us and spending some time. A lot of things have been going on since the last time we talked, especially with the Trump administration. But are you going to be with the Trump with the campaign again in 2020?
I am, of course. So I was asked to come back for right now the advisory board, and then come the first of the year, I'll be jumping back, and we're doing this all over again. We want to have another 4 years of lower unemployment rate, more jobs, the economic development just growing and growing, more money in our pockets. So yeah, I'm all aboard. And I'm very honored that he wants me back. So this is going to be an exciting couple more years for me.
Well, explain to everybody so that everybody's kind of clear what happened in the 2016 election. And, of course, now we're getting closer. We have the the midterms right now. And, of course, here in California, things are really challenging. But
yes.
And all throughout the nation, I guess. But I've been kind of keeping up to date on, well, yes, we do keep very much up to date on the elections here this year. But tell us a little bit about what happened in the 2016 election, because it's very compelling. And I want to get into this whole 2020 election and past the midterms, what that's going to look like for the president.
Sure. So thanks for having me back, Paul. We did have a good time the first time I was here. And the gist of the story is I was on Donald Trump's show, The Apprentice, 12 years ago. Met him, really liked him, learned so much from him, loved his family, took everything that I learned from him. I made it all the way to the end. So I won for the street smarts people, the entrepreneurs of the world, and came home and immediately hit the ground running, applying everything that I learned in Donald Trump's boardroom to my career as a professional speaker, and changed my life forever. So I was grateful from the minute that I landed in New York in his boardroom to the minute, actually till today. I was grateful for the opportunity to be a contestant and to learn from him. Well, then he decides he's going to run for president of the United States, comes down the escalator on June the 20th, and he realized that if he's going to be the next president of the United States, he's got to win the state of Iowa. And I live in the state of Iowa, and the state of Iowa associates me with Donald Trump, because since the day I got back from the show, I was giving gratitude for him for changing my life, for putting shoes on my feet, for putting food on my kitchen table. And he was aware of all the gratitude and all the thanks and all the promotion that I was doing, not only for myself and my career, but giving thanks to him. And so he called me and said, Tana, I'm running for president, and I want you to be a part of my very small team, because I have to win Iowa if I'm going to win this thing. And you are the face of Iowa. You are the face of The Apprentice. You're more or less a direct association of me, my offspring in a sense. And so would you do it? And I didn't have a political bone in my body. I'm not like you, Paul. I don't eat and dream and sleep and breathe this. I actually never had an interest in it, because I actually thought most politicians were liars and wimps and boring. And so this was never anything that I was excited about. But I was excited about making history with Donald Trump, and I am excited about working with him. So I said, for a split second, I had to think about, do I want to put my speaking career on hold? I had a radio show. Do I want to put that on hold? And I'm a business coach. Do I want to quit all my clients? And I said, oh, hell yeah. I want to make history with this man. So I did. I put it all on hold. And I started being a surrogate for him. And a lot of people might ask, what's a surrogate? No, I didn't have his babies or anything like that. It's not a surrogate woman. I was a surrogate speaker. And I would go to all of the rallies, and I would be the warm-up act before he would come out. And I would invigorate the audience, motivate them, and tell them all the great things about Donald Trump that the world didn't know, but only somebody who's known him for 12 years like me would know. And so I did that, and worked my tail off for 2 years, and helped get the guy the win. And so excited. I mean, there's so much in between, and I'll let you ask what you want to know. But so I bet the farm on this man who I knew could do it, and he did it. And he was so loyal to me, and he just said, whatever you want, whatever job you want, you earned it, you deserve it, and I would love to give it to you. And I said, with all due respect, Mr. President, I did my job. I got you right here into this White House, and I'm going to go back to being a speaker and being a coach and doing what I do, but I'll always be here if you need me. And then he just called me when I was sailing the seas in Italy. He called and said, we want you back. And I said, I'll come back for you.
Wow. Well, that's pretty exciting. And, you know, most people haven't met Donald Trump or even seen him, and I've seen him a few times. I went to several of his rallies, which was pretty intense. And, it's a lot of fun. And I was in the press. It was really funny. I endured it three times, having him point me out as one of the villains in the back of the room. And, you know, it was really kind of, I think that with the crowd, it was really kind of good-natured, you know.
Oh, it It is. It's fun. It's, you know, it was like my husband said, he's like, you know, when you're around Donald Trump and people at these rallies, it's good, clean fun. It's not like a concert where everybody's wasted and high.
No.
You know, when you're around Donald Trump and the First Family, they're squeaky clean in the sense that they don't drink, they don't do drugs. It's not like everybody's wasted and stoned. It's just like a real good, clean fun. Right. Woohoo! We're Americans. Yeah. And God bless the USA.
I didn't see any of that unless it was outside with the protesters.
Right.
That's the only place. That's the only place where I ever saw anything like that. But everybody was really, really friendly and everything. And that, you know, I had my press pass on and everything, and they'd stop me and ask questions. It was, you know, they weren't angry. There was none of that, you know, the good natured booing and stuff like that. Were they really? I did notice, because, as you know, the press comes flying in before the president does.
Oh yeah.
And then they come streaming into the arena, and they've got them all seated in the back of the room back there. And they all these guys all look the same, white shirts, you know, Apple, iPad, you know, the Apple computers, and they all sit down. That's when the booing kind of started.
Yeah,
that
group.
The early crew.
Because they hate them.
Yeah.
Because they're the enemy. They're not reporting the truth, and they're reporting on the one knucklehead who's in there who actually is getting paid by somebody who's a Democrat from Craigslist,
right.
Said, listen, you go be a disruption. I'll pay $100 for every outbreak. You know, you'll get an extra $100. So that's the one lunatic that the press focuses in on. And I mean, Donald Trump was the first one to put the spotlight on the fake people, the losers, the people that were just liars. You know, he put the spotlight on politicians before. I thought all of our politicians took care of us till Donald Trump said, take a look at our veterans, take a look at the VA system. Hell no, they're not taking care of us. We're all being conned. And so, wait, I started peeling back the onion and looking at the layers, and I was like, hey, my God, he's right. Why do our veterans have to wait in line to get a surgery when they're our American heroes? Donald Trump is right. Veterans should go before, you know, sick people, like sick, healthy people like you and I. You know, I mean, a veteran should go before us. They served our country. And so he was the one that started making America look at the hypocrisy and the wrongdoings that we've been allowing to occur for all these years. And if it wasn't for him, we'd still be trusting in our government. And if it wasn't for him, our veterans would still be waiting years to get a surgery and many, many other things. I mean, we'd still be getting ripped off. I mean, look at what he's doing for us. So it's just, you're right. It's an experience. It's a trip. I highly recommend to any of your listeners, Donald Trump, as I know, because I'm in the calls, we're hitting the road, Jack, and we're doing a lot of rallies. So there's going to be 6 rallies a week. We're coming to your state. I don't know if we're coming to California because y'all are nuts out there. I'm just saying. I live there, so I know, but I'm kidding. You guys are great, and it's a wonderful place to live if you can tolerate the traffic. But we're coming. And we're coming to a city near you, and we're doing this again. So if you've never been to a Trump rally, you got to get there. You got to experience it.
It really is a really amazing experience. And I never really gave it much notion or thought about how really incredibly energized people are that are there. But you know, the people that love America want a place to go and be and do.
Right,
100%. And demonstrate what is going on here. And clearly that's exactly what they can do at the Donald Trump rallies. That's one of the things that appeals to them. How long are people waiting in line in the current rally situation to see the president?
4 hours.
Jeez.
And honestly, Paul, I look in that audience, and I am so humbled at the grit and the endurance and the stamina that true American patriots have for this country. You have to ask yourself, I do this often, I ask myself, Tana, with the exception of a good shoe sale or a clothing store that's going out of business, what would you wait 4 hours for?
A good shoe sale.
Honestly, you know, unless a Gucci store is going out of business, I'm probably not going to wait 4 hours. But I have to really dig deep to ask myself these hard questions. And when I look in that audience, when I'm walking up to the event, you know, to get ready to go backstage and everything, and I'm passing all these people of all nationalities, of all colors, of all sizes, of all shapes, I look in that in that crowd and I think, wow, that woman's 80 years old. That veteran's got one leg. That veteran's a wounded warrior. That's a mother with four babies. Like, who does this? Mm-hmm. I know who does it because I've seen it firsthand for 2 years. True American patriots. They will wait in line to hear the hope and to hear the promises that Donald Trump will keep. They will wait in line to experience being around like-minded individuals. And it is so cool. It's so humbling. And it gives me hope to say it's all worth it. You know, Donald Trump is doing it day in and day out. He is busting his ass. He is working harder than anybody I ever know. This man gets up at the crack of dawn, which is really before the crack of dawn, and he's working till late hours, and he's doing it for you and me and most of your everybody that's listening, whether you like him or not. Yeah. He's doing it for us.
We have one of our friends out here, Will Johnson, and he does Unite America First, a great YouTube format that he follows, and he goes out and protests against Antifa and all this stuff. And one of his favorite comments that he just really riles them up, he says, Donald Trump is your president. Tomorrow, when you wake up, Donald Trump will still be your president.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I love to be like, he's our president.
That's right.
Like, they just throw you daggers. But, you know, it's true. Guess what? Y'all should have worked harder if you didn't want to be your president, because I know how hard I worked and I know how hard everybody on the campaign worked.
Yeah.
And I know how hard a lot of people worked who were volunteers. I think that's probably why I'm so upset about the whole Omarosa thing, is that woman was paid.
Yeah.
I know how wonderful people were who volunteered all across the great country that we live in for Donald Trump to be in the office.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you about today, of course, is this whole Omarosa thing, which this is the kind of stuff that I usually don't discuss. But I was under the impression she was paid. She worked for Donald Trump. And now all of a sudden, you know, and not only that, but she was in the White House, but she was paid as a campaign person. That to me, I just smacks of just some craziness why she's turned on the president now.
Well, great question. In Cliff Notes of all this are, he made her famous, just like he made me famous. And you can do one of two things when somebody's giving you food, you know, put food on your table. You can either do what I do and say, thank you. I'll always respect, admire, and be grateful to you. And I'll do everything I can in my power to pay you back. Or you can do what she did and bite the hand that feeds you and be disrespectful when things don't go her way. And that's exactly what she did. So she was not an original hire. I was the first original apprentice hire. And actually, she wanted to come into my state, the state of Iowa, the state I was running, the state I was the face of. And I had a lot of responsibilities to win this state or it was going to be my ass. And she came, immediately when she knew that that he hired me, she was bugging me. She wanted to get here and help me. And I was like, my intuition's always served me well. And I kept her at a distance and said, don't need your help. Thanks for the offer. And pushed her away. Well, other people weren't smart enough to do that. In some way, somehow, she weaseled her way in to the campaign. And this had nothing to do with Donald Trump at the time. She weaseled her way in. And once she's in, I mean, what can you do? She knew she couldn't get fired because she probably would have pulled the racist card then. So anyways, she was paid just like I was paid. But actually, I was doing work and she really wasn't. She was avoiding work. But we got paid. And we did our job. I did my job. And she just kept it going and going and going. Well, when it came time to, now we're going to reward people for their hard work, she was right there going, hey, look at me. I want a job. So she got a job in the White House, not really beside him or whatever thing, but a communications job. And then and the minute General Kelly came aboard, he smelled a rat and his intuition was good. And he said, she's trouble. We need to get her out of here. And he did. He got her out of there. And then all hell broke loose.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, Paul, I knew back 2 years ago when she wanted to come to Iowa, I have seen videos of her on the record saying, Hillary Clinton would make a great president. And I thought, Why the hell do you want to come to Iowa and help me get Donald Trump elected? Yeah. And that's when I knew she was in it for the fame. She was in it for the ride. She was in it for the power. She was in it for the job. And she was in it for the resume so that she could say she worked in this administration. But I think now, looking back, she was in it all along to sabotage him and to, you know, blow him up. And that's exactly what she's trying to do. And I say to myself, you know, wow, I don't know how much money you're getting paid, but honestly, sister, it's not worth it because you are committing career suicide.
Yeah, it's clearly career suicide. No one's gonna. Well, maybe some people will touch her for a job or whatever for the future. But all these recordings and all the evidence that she's purported to have, none of this is panning out for her.
None of it's panning out. And I'm gonna tell you what. I've known him for 12 years. I've never once ever heard a racial slur come out of his mouth. Never heard that word.
No.
Only thing I've seen is him promote and give jobs to, you know, hardworking people. He doesn't care what your color is. But I've seen him turn a janitor and let a janitor go all the way up in the rank if he worked hard to be running one of his hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what, if Donald Trump was a racist, there's no way she would have been sticking around for 15 years taking a paycheck from him.
No, no, no. We're talking to Tana Gertz, and she's a Trump surrogate from Iowa, and she also is a private entrepreneur, businesswoman, and she's joining us now for the second time here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're really happy to have her with us. We're talking about the campaign of 2016 and also currently the Omarosa thing, but we're now going to, I want to kind of make that leap into 2020, get out of the teens here. But the, well, actually, let's stop here a little bit at the 2018 election, because coming forward, there's a lot of talk now about this so-called red wave. But is there any portion of the blue wave left out there that you can see or that maybe Trump is a little concerned with?
From what I'm seeing, no, Paul. I mean, I think most Americans that are listening to your show they may not be happy with the president that they have. I know I'm thrilled. But if they sit back and look at their bank accounts and if they think about the extra thousands of dollars that they're going to have from lowering taxes, and when they look around and start seeing, you know, young kids getting jobs, or actually even middle-aged people or even older people now having jobs, and the unemployment rate so low, and now all the different diversity communities, they're now starting to excel. And when they start looking at his resume, track record, scoreboard, whatever you want to call it, most people can't deny what he's doing. Trust me, as I mentioned earlier, he is the hardest working person that I know. So I know what I can get done in a day, and I've got high energy, and I'm a go-getter, and I have, you know, ambitious and driven woman. Think about what somebody, look, just everybody just think about what you do in a day. You know, a lot of us waste a lot of time on social media or not. A lot of people waste a lot of time watching TV or not. But let's just say on an average day, maybe you're effective. I would say I'm effective probably a solid 8 hours a day, being productive. Let's say, you know, some of your listeners may be going, yeah, oh God, that's really high. I'm probably good for 4 hours. Okay, whatever. I'm here to tell you, this man is good, honestly, for a solid 10 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm talking moving mountains, flying from here to there, greeting people, overriding things that were horrific for our government, for all of us. He's doing the job of probably 10 previous politicians. And so he's getting a lot done. Where I'm going with this is the momentum is in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
We on the Trump campaign are saying to people, get out and make sure you vote in the midterms. You have to get out and vote. We've got to keep the House and the Senate. We've got to keep this momentum. We're doing fantastic. He's doing fantastic. But we need more people out there saying to your friends, you know, you got to go vote. We can't expect this to stay. We got to hold our momentum because the Democrats are so desperate, they're trying anything to overturn us, and our momentum is in our favor.
Yeah, these House races are really becoming a prominent feature on the left anyway. The media, the left-leaning media is talking about how they're going to be taking back so many different seats. Out here in California, I looked that actually there's going to be a gain in seats on the Republican side. California has 53 representatives, members of the House of Representatives. 14 are Republican. I looked at perhaps as many as 4 to 6 could be the pickup. Seats
wonderful.
Here. And yeah, this is something I'm telling you, California is sick and tired of the liberalism that's going on. That's why New California, the promotion of New California State, which is what we're up to right now, is taking off. I mean, people are just jumping on board like you can't believe because they are disgusted. They can't do any more with California. And so they're trying a new option. But in the meantime, you know, New California, if we want to become a state, we need members of the House of Representatives from California to approve us. So the more the merrier if we can get the Republicans on board. And that's what we're hoping to see happen. We cannot endorse or anything like that in our particular situation, but we can certainly see the light where we need to have these people on board. So we are really, really hoping that there's going to be more Republicans that are picked up. And it looks like that's going to be the case in many, many seats out here.
I think there's a lot of people doing this. At the highest level is it's a presence. It's got to be an optic. You got to have people going out to rallies, doing parades. It's got to be a full force presence, shirts. People need to just, sit. People are cowards. They're afraid to put their neck out on the line. Like, I have family out in San Jacinto and I have family out in Hemet, and they wear their Trump shirts proud. They may think they're going to get their butts whooped, but they're good. They can hold their own if they need to. And I'm like proud of them because, they're out there saying, I supported this president. I voted for this president. I like this president. And I want California to get their head out of their butt. And I want California to realize that we need some serious guidance in this country. And we need a commander in chief that will run this country like a business. And so what I'm sensing and what I'm saying to people, Paul, is if you guys are serious about wanting to turn that state around, you got to get in a group and get out with full force to rallies, to events, to parades, and make yourself known, because that's what I did. I got people that were behind me that said, hey, I'm with you, Tana. I'm like, really? Okay, well, if you're with me, throw this shirt on and sister, let's go. We're going to a rally tonight. We're going to a parade today. On Saturday, get a tractor. Slap some Trump stickers on the tractor. Let's go, full force. And that's how you start making a presence for yourself, your agenda, and to turn your state around from a lot of cowards. I mean, there's people in your state that, of course, voted for this man, but will never say it.
Right.
You got to get them to quit being cowardly and to say, let's do it for our president. We need to, because you guys need to save that state.
Right. And, it's interesting. You save California by making New California. That's really what the formula is, because it's so broken. And it's broken from the Constitution on up, obviously. But the powers that be right now who have all the power and control, we call it the monoparty system. There is no two-party system in California.
Uh-huh.
The Republican form of governance, which is guaranteed by the Constitution, is gone. And everybody's reaching that consensus. They see that there's got to be another option. That's why New California is coming on board. New California, when completed, will take up about 85% of the landmass of California. People don't realize that, because it's all about rural populations versus the urban populations. In ruralness, we get about 18 million people in all of rural California versus 21
wow.
million in the urbanized
wow.
areas. People don't get that, So,
know what, Paul? They need to get it because, maybe they haven't heard it. Well, you get a force behind you, you get an army behind you, and you have people with literature, brochures, handing stuff out, telling people that. I didn't know that. And heck, I used to live in California for 10 years of my life.
Yeah, everybody thinks of Los Angeles and San Francisco. Listen, we have to go, Tanya. We've been talking to Tanya Gertz, who is a Trump campaign surrogate for 2020, and a former apprentice winner, runner-up, and all that. And we really appreciate her being on here. You can definitely have her back in the next few weeks. Tell us how we can get a hold of you, Tanya.
You can reach me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at HeyTana, H-E-Y-T-A-N-A, or on my website at HeyTana.com.
Awesome, Tana. Thank you very much for being with
Thank
us on Agenda
so
21
much.
Radio.
Appreciate you having me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, time to go. Anyway, stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.